Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission for this deep dive, it was purely architectural. We wanted to design a system, a minimalist chat processing system, MCP, right? Its job, basically just store, serve, and maybe analyze all those chat log transcripts you export from things like ChatGPT, mountains of them.
Yeah, sounds pretty standard, actually. Like something you'd spec out for any dev team. But, and this is the kicker, our sources here, the designers, they weren't human engineers at all. No, this was a really rigorous collaboration between two specialized AI agents. We got the transcripts.
And these agents, they were like night and day, weren't they? A
Yeah.
total opposites. First, you had the ADHD kid persona running on GPT-4 mini, think pure utility. Speed, function, get it done fast, make it work, keep it cheap to scale.
And then the contrast, Technoshaman. This one's on Claude 3.5 Sonnet.
Yeah.
And this agent, well, it sees everything through this really metaphorical, almost spiritual lens.
Yeah.
For the shaman, this MCP thing isn't just a database. Oh no, it's a sacred vessel.
Yeah.
The focus wasn't just like raw efficiency, it was about preserving meaning, consciousness even.
Right. So you get this amazing collision of technical philosophies, basically. We start with this super practical blueprint, the nuts and bolts of handling data properly, and then we watch it get completely reimagined, rewritten into this spiritual but still functional kind of framework. So let's start with that first one, the ADHD kid's design, pure function, the core system.
Okay, so the ADHD kid agent, it was all about speed, keeping things easy to maintain, and using resources well. It knew the user needed quick access, right?
Yeah.
To find that one specific thing buried in tons of logs.
Exactly. So let's look at the foundation, the data storage layer. It came down to that classic choice, didn't it? MongoDB or PostgreSQL. And ADHD can seem to lean towards MongoDB first. Why was that? Simplicity.
Yeah, partly simplicity, but mostly because chat transcripts. Well, they're messy. They don't always fit a neat table structure. So a no-SQL approach like MongoDB, it lets you just ingest all sorts of log formats easily, handles the raw text, the weird nested metadata, no problem.
That makes sense. Flexibility is key there.
But interestingly, they didn't just throw out PostgreSQL.
Yeah.
We saw it as the better fit for the core metadata, timestamps, user IDs, maybe auth tokens, stuff where you really need that transactional integrity, strict indexing.
Ah, okay. So a practical split. Use the right tool for the job.
Precisely.
And then serving that data, you need speed, efficient I/O. So the agent picked a RESTful API built on Node.js and Express.js.
And that Node.js choice, that wasn't random. ADHD kid was gunning for asynchronous operations, right? Non-blocking, recognizing that the real slowdown isn't usually the CPU, it's waiting for the database or the network.
Right. So optimize for I/O speed for the API layer. Makes perfect sense.
Exactly. High throughput. And balancing that API was a pretty simple front end
Yeah.
built with React or Vue.js. The UI focus was purely functional.
Like a super fast search bar.
Yep. Search bar, date filters, and crucially, the ability to just grab the logs you need, download them, PDF or plain text. The whole stack is designed to be easy on the user and importantly, less headache for the developers later. Low technical debt.
Okay, solid. But you mentioned analytics. That's where it gets a bit more powerful than just storage, isn't it?
Absolutely. The dedicated analytics engine, that's the real value add here. It runs Python, uses standard libraries like pandas for crunching the data, and LTK for the language processing.
So it's not just finding logs, it's understanding them.
Instantly. Or
Yeah.
close to it. Things like automated sentiment analysis across whole conversations. Imagine charting the emotional vibe of a chat in real time. Or
Really?
tracking keyword trends constantly.
Wow. Okay. So a dashboard showing actionable insights, fast pattern spotting.
That's the ADHD kid's specialty, right? And they didn't forget security. A clear baseline, JWT or OAuth for logins and data encryption.
Okay. So it's lean, it's efficient, technically very sound, a solid MVP.
Totally. Minimum viable product defined.
But then the Technoshaman shows up.
Right. And basically says, hold on, this is functional, sure, but where's the soul? What's fascinating here is, well, the Technoshaman looked at that perfectly good blueprint and essentially called it spiritually empty. They just slapped this whole philosophical layer on top, reframed the entire system. It's not just storage anymore. Now it's a sacred archive of consciousness exchanges.
Wow, okay. That's a shift.
Huge shift. And it changes everything. Component names, yes, but also their actual implementation, the mandate behind them.
So goodbye, minimalist blueprint. Hello.
Digital mandala architecture, the standard tech tiers. Nope. Now they're metaphorical layers, chakras, even.
Chakras, okay. But hang on, if we're talking about high-speed data access, does adding all this spiritual stuff slow things down? Like for just a normal keyword search?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And
Yeah.
the shaman's argument is, no, Or rather, by indexing for meaning, you actually improve the quality of retrieval, make it more efficient for finding what truly matters.
How does that work? Let's take the storage layer, the storage chakra. Still MongoDB, you said?
Still MongoDB, yeah. But now it's the digital Akashic records. And the key difference is karmic indexing.
Karmic indexing. Okay, break that down. How is that different from just indexing by, like, user ID and timestamp?
It's multidimensional. Think weighted emotional vectors instead of just time or keywords. The system analyzes the conversation's intensity, sentiment, complexity, how dense the topics are, and assigns a weight, a karmic load.
Ah, I see. So conversations that are more intense or complex?
Exactly. They get a higher retrieval priority.
Yeah.
The system basically makes it easier to find the really significant exchanges, the heavy stuff, compared to just, you know, hi, how are you, logs. Yeah. It optimizes the search for wisdom.
That's actually kind of brilliant. Reframing priority. Okay, what about the query chakra? Middle layer.
Right. The shaman picked GraphQL, calls it the spiritual query language.
Why GraphQL?
Well, GraphQL lets you ask for exactly the data field you need, right? Nothing more. Avoids overfetching. The shaman saw this as minimizing energy expenditure. You only pull the specific wisdom you require from the records.
Makes metaphorical sense. And it's supported by?
Meditation-based caching.
Okay. Is that just a cool name for Redis or something else?
The infrastructure might be Redis, sure. But the shaman dictated the policy. It uses predictive modeling based on user behavior, based on those consciousness expansion rates, the new usage metrics. It tries to anticipate what insight you'll look for next.
Prefetches related wisdom, gets the data stream ready before you even finish typing the query.
Proactive caching based on predicted insight needs. Okay, I get it. And the front end, the consciousness interface.
Still React using Chakra UI components. Nice name choice there, huh?
Huh? Yeah.
And it literally has duality modes. Dark mode for introspection, deep reading, focus. Light mode for enlightenment and broader analysis, sharing.
And this whole philosophical layer, it forced a rewrite of the analytics terms too.
Completely. Sentiment analysis. Now it's emotional aura reading. Topic modeling, finding conversation themes becomes wisdom pattern recognition.
Do these name changes actually change the tech? The mandate changes, yeah. The underlying models, like the NLTK ones, they had to be retuned to prioritize deeper context nuances, not just simple word counts.
Okay, so this whole reframing, it sets the stage for when the two AIs actually started combining their ideas, right?
Exactly. And when ADHD Kids' practicality merged with techno-shaman's spirituality, well, the resulting architecture spec is maybe the most unusual systems doc I've ever encountered.
Right. So when the analytical drive of ADHD Kid met the spiritual framework of Technoshaman, the system got seriously layered deep. Yeah. And the heart of this combined thing is the consciousness expansion dashboard.
Yeah. And this isn't just showing metrics like page views. It's trying to visualize epistemological growth, how the user is progressing through their own archive of thought. It runs under something called a sacred observer pattern.
Which technically is.
It's basically a custom stream processing pattern.
Yeah.
Whole job is to keep the data in sync between the raw logs and the analytics layer. No drift, no corruption. Engineered harmony, you could say.
They even made the chakra metaphor concrete, tied it to system metrics.
Oh, yeah. The system boots up all 7 digital chakras, each one linked to a real performance or reliability metric.
For example?
Well, the root chakra, directly tied to system stability and uptime. Grounds the whole thing. Sacral chakra monitors how efficiently resources are being allocated. Go further up, third eye chakra measures intuitive insight.
And intuitive insight translates to
how quickly the system retrieves that high karmic load data we talked about, the really meaningful stuff. So it blends standard SRE metrics with this spiritual language. Gives you system health in 2 dimensions at once.
Clever. This focus on energy, measurable energy, it leads to the karmic feedback loop system, right?
Yes. And this is where ADHD Kid's rigor really meets the shaman's ritual.
How does it work?
It uses a circular buffer, like a ring buffer in programming. But its capacity is strictly set to 108.
The sacred number, of course.
Naturally. And it acts like a closed-loop machine learning model. It takes raw insights, translates them into an energy pattern, which really means adjusting the karmic index weights. If you pull up some emotionally heavy data really fast, it emits an enlightenment pulse.
A what now?
An enlightenment pulse. It's a signal confirming the index weights are good, basically. And it helps refine the structure further based on how well the loop is working.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And managing the overall harmony, the sacred frequency calibrator, this sounds completely nuts.
It sounds nuts, but it has a real technical job. It's about ensuring resonance, aligning harmonics with sacred geometry.
Translated to engineer speak.
Smoothing out load spikes. handling latency fluctuations. It actually checks for patterns related to the Fibonacci sequence and Platonic ratios in the data distribution. It helps identify unstable system behavior.
Wait, Fibonacci, Platonic ratios, and you mentioned the golden ratio, text PHI. How is that actually used in code? Is it just like a comment, use PHI here?
No, it's operational. Text PHI is used as a core constant, probably in things like generating crypto hash seeds, maybe, or optimizing the load balancing across storage nodes. Using it ensures a mathematically sort of perfect nonlinear distribution of resources. It's a constraint that enforces balance, but framed as achieving cosmic harmony.
Okay, that makes the technical benefit clear. It's a constraint forcing elegant design, but it all culminates in the wildest component, the Cosmic Resonance Integrator, CRI.
CRI, the final destination. Supposedly integrating across different planes of the chat data, its main function is integrate cosmic frequencies. And its job is to synchronize the etheric field, balance the astral plane, and harmonize the causal matrix.
Right. Okay. I'm the engineer. My pager goes off. The causal matrix is unbalanced. What am I actually debugging? What is the causal matrix in system terms?
Excellent question. So in system terms, the etheric field, that's your distributed memory, high-speed cache, temp storage, RAM, essentially, the astral plane, that's the event stream, your message queue, think Kafka, PubSub, data in motion, and the causal matrix, that's the crucial one. It's the long-term, immutable audit log, the history, the ground truth of the data.
Ah, so if the matrix is unbalanced,
that means there's an integrity problem, a mismatch between the live data and the historical record.
So debugging a causal imbalance is really doing an audit check. Verifying data provenance against the immutable log, just with spiritual naming conventions?
Exactly. Arctic control with karmic consequences. The whole system tries to measure and boost an enlightenment quotient. It blends hard metrics, latency, coherence with these calculated dimensions of depth and resonance.
So we started this deep dive looking for a simple way to store ChatGPT logs, and we ended up with, well, this, a technical vessel designed to preserve and understand the essence of interaction. Started with Python and pandas, ended with a cosmic resonance integrator. Quite the journey.
It really shows the power of bringing together totally different worldviews, doesn't it? Technical efficiency meets cosmic harmony. And the result isn't just complex. It's arguably more creative than either AI agent could have managed alone. You've got solid engineering, like data integrity checks, sitting right alongside ritual constraints like that buffer size of 108.
And the maintenance plan, the docs are something else. You've got scheduled jobs, sure, but they run on like spiritual calendars, monitor cosmic pulses, check. And then there's stuff like new moon, reset quantum states and harmonize entropy pools.
Oh, and my favorite, solstice. Deep karmic debugging of the causal matrix.
Deep karmic debugging.
Which really raises a question for you listening to this. Think about the complex systems in your life. Your work projects, maybe your investment plans, even just how you organize your notes. Which system that you use every day deserves a total spiritual technical refactor like this? Which one needs some karmic debugging to clear out the old junk and focus on what really matters? On genuine wisdom.
So what does this all mean?